This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As part of being out here, a lot of Cowboy luminaries, and none shines brighter than this star. Member of the Hall of Fame. Great, great personnel man and a media man as well. Gil Brandt. How we doing,
yes.
Gil?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I appreciate being on. You guys do a great job. We listen to you all the time. We're not listening to Sirius.
Right, right. And you have a show on SiriusXM, right. Which is why I called you a media man. But you've had a very storied career. You know, Ben and I grew up in Dallas. You know, been in Dallas almost five centuries now. So when you're a kid, you know the name Gil Brandt when you're the age that Ben and I are. So you've been with the Cowboys forever, legendary personnel guy. And, in fact, you're kind of given credit in a lot of ways for kind of developing computers as far as the scouting of NFL players. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is accurate. What happened is I came to work in October of 1959. Tex Schramm called me, and he said, "I got a job for you." And I started laughing. I said, "Tex, I don't know anything about television," because at the time Tex was at CBS and ran the sports network for CBS. And he said, "No," he said, "we're going to have a franchise in Dallas." And he said, "I want you to be part of it." Well, the franchise almost didn't come to fruition because what happened? Well, first of all, the first thing I did was I signed free agents. And the first free agent I signed was a guy named Jake Krauthammel from Dartmouth University. And with Tex, everything, that he'll be easy. You know Bob Blackman, the head coach, and so forth. And yeah. So I went to 19 Lime Road in Hanover, New Hampshire. And I walked in, and who was I greeted by? Frank Leahy. Frank Leahy was a guy that just won all these games at Notre Dame, was a coach of the year, coach of the world, and so forth. Hmm. But he was now running the Los Angeles Chargers franchise. And Krauthammel was the first pick of the Chargers. And I won this great bidding war. We paid $7,500 for it. And so I couldn't wait to get out of the house and go to the Big Bear Inn and drop my quarters in the payphone and tell Tex, "Hey, we just signed our first player." And his question is always, "What did we pay?" And I said, $7,500. He said, "Oh, my God." He said, "We won't be in business if we keep on like that." And so that was kind of how we started. But yes, we are credited, and we spent. I'll tell you a quick little story if you got a minute's time about what happened at the '63 draft. We held up the draft for 6 hours, and the reason what happened is that we had made arrangements to sign Paul Warfield, mm-hmm. and at the last minute, on Monday morning during the season, Coach Landry said, "You know, Gil," he said, "you're not going to be happy with this, but," he said, "we've got to trade for a veteran wide receiver, so what we're going to do is trade for Buddy Dial and instead of Warfield." And I said, "You know, we want to win. That's big." So, but in the second round, the 17th pick in the second round, we took Mel Renfro. Hmm. But what happened is, you know, the president had been assassinated, and Renfro put his hand through a plate glass mirror. Oh. And so we sent a doctor from Portland, Oregon, Dr. Slocum, down to Eugene, Oregon, and we held up the draft for 6 hours before we made the pick. And about three hours into the pick, a fellow by the name of Vince Lombardi came along and he said, "What's wrong, Gil? Did your computer break down?" He said, "I never liked those things anyway."
You have a show on SiriusXM.
"No, Vince, it's running." About 3 years later, Vince called me and said, "Gil, you know," he said, "I like that computer concept.
You know, Ben and I,
I'd really like to come in with you." I said, "Vince, it's a $3 million startup cost." He said, "I don't like it that much."
Oh, my God. We are talking to Hall of Famer Gil Brandt on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You know the Jones family as well as anybody. You know the league as well as anybody. You know football as well as anybody. So I want to get your best educated guess. How do you think the Ezekiel Elliott contract situation plays out?
Well, I it's hard for me to understand how a guy that's got, if he's really says he's a team player, that he's not here playing right now. I am going to come out this week on NFL.com and make a prediction. You know, it's 44 years ago, Bob Bruning introduced me at one of these functions. I drafted him. He's introducing me now. And that was a year that we had 12 rookies make our football team, and we went to the Super Bowl. We didn't win. And my prediction is that the Cowboys are going to go to the Super Bowl this year, but win the Super Bowl.
I like it.
So that'll be, I think, Wednesday of this week or so. It'll be out, so you got it first.
Wait, we did it.
Can they win without Zeke?
Yeah, I think they can. Number 36 is not a bad football player. And I think that they've got a really good, this is probably the best team that I've seen them have. I mean, they've got a pair and a spare every place. They're going to have a hard time cutting down because they've got some really good players on this team that aren't going to make it. And I think the quarterback is vastly underrated. I think he's a heck of a football player and a much better person. And I think he'll go down in history of the city of Dallas as being right there with Staubach and Meredith and Aikman and all those guys.
That's really great to hear. Gil Brandt joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. What would you then say, you know, whenever someone says, well, this is a Super Bowl contender, what is the number one strength of this Cowboy team?
Well, I think it's overall depth. They got every place. I think they've got, their offensive line is very good, and they got excess players there. I think they've got really good receivers. I think they got a good quarterback. And I think I love the offensive coordinator. I think he's going to do a great job. A young guy that's father was a coach, and, you know, he won more games as a quarterback at Boise State than any other quarterback in the history of college football, 50-some games. So I think defensively they've got a pass rush. They got excellent linebackers. And I think they got some pretty good defensive backs. I like Woods. I think he's going to be a real surprise this year.
Talking to Hall of Famer Gil Brandt on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We're at the 2019 Dallas Cowboys kickoff luncheon benefiting the Dallas Cowboys Courage House at Happy Hill Farm. And so I understand that a bullet almost kept you from getting into the Hall of Fame. What is that?
Well, my wife and I, she made a tactical mistake. I was taking my jacket to get redone. They sent me Ty Law's jacket instead of mine.
Okay.
And it was too small. I had lost weight since when I was measured for it. So we went to a tailor in Billings, Montana, and we were told to get off at Young Street. And we were talking and passed Young Street and by 9 miles, and all of a sudden we realized that we were by where we're supposed to go. And we turned around on the interstate, and there was nothing but farm country and cows and a few vehicles, and all of a sudden, wham, a bullet hit us in the left side of our windshield. And I'll tell you what, it felt like the atom bomb just hit your car is what it did. Luckily, I survived, and I'm here to talk about it.
Do we know where this bullet came from?
The police department, we reported to the police, and they said, you know, it's looking for a needle in a haystack. It was in Hardin, Montana, which is an Indian reservation, and they didn't know if somebody was practice shooting or just having fun or what. But
is it possible that it's somebody that hated the Cowboys?
Well, you know, John Dorsey, who runs the Browns and does a great job, said, okay. He said, I see they're trying to get the Cowboy Redskins back together again. Fused back together again. So that was Dorsey's plan.
Golly, that's so crazy. And you posted some really great pictures on social media of you and the police officers from up there. You guys became instant friends, I take it.
Oh, I'll tell you what, when you give them a hat like I did from and a bobblehead that we gave away at our party that night on Friday, you get a lot of friends.
All right, so we got to ask you about this. You say you listen to the show. We play this audio all the time. It's Deion Sanders. Shippy, do you have the audio?
I do.
Okay, listen to this audio and walk us through what you're thinking.
Oh, what a day. We sent a print. Look at this draft guru, Gil Brandt, the late, the great Gil Brandt. This man has seen more talent than anybody. Oh, a phone is ringing.
Okay, Michael so Crick. Dion covering the draft, there. And we always find that to be hilarious. What about you?
You have to understand Dion, and I know Dion ever since he's been a freshman at Florida State. And he used to get calls from him all the time. When I found out, I couldn't figure out how he's making these long-distance calls, because in those days, they're $10, $12 a call, you know. And he had gotten a hold of the credit card call from the Florida State University. But, you know, I'll say this about Dion. Dion is very good at what he does.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a great football player, and he's very good as he does with the media and in his coaching of young guys. So I have nothing against Dion.
You know, it's interesting for Ben and I. When we got our one of our first full-time sports jobs, we were taking over for the Michael Irvin show.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Irvin and ESPN had parted ways. And the very first day we came on, Dion came down in studio and jumped on the air with us to assure all the listeners that we were reputable, good football guys, good sports guys. And it meant a lot to us that Dion would take the time to do that.
Well, he's a special guy, really. Believe me when I say that. And, you know, he's a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was one of my Playboy All-Americans. And so I go back a long, long way with him.
Okay, before we let you go, Gil, you got a lot to do here. What, from the time you first met him to now, how has your relationship with Jerry Jones evolved?
Well, it's like sunshine and rain. It was rain when I first met him, I think Jerry and I have one thing in common that brought us together, that we both love football.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry loves football, and I love football, and I think that's one of the things that brought us together. And I can't speak highly enough of Jerry. I mean, a lot of people criticize him, but I'll say this about him. He puts his money where his mouth is, you know, just to build this stadium right here. It's unbelievable what he's done. You know, he's a guy that paid about $45 million too much for the franchise when he bought it. I think the next highest bid was $105 million, and he paid $150 million, and it's worth $5 billion now, I guess is what it is. But we all ought to be thankful for Jerry, because he's created opportunities for all of us. And I think he's created a championship team.
No doubt. And then finally, before you go, we're speculating Dak will get about 35 a year, Mario will get about 20 a year, Zeke will get about 15 a year. You think that's about how that plays out?
Let me tell you what our payroll was our first year. In 1960, our payroll was not $1 million. It was like $995,000 is what it was. And, you know, Jerry has a history of taking care of his players. And Jerry has a history of keeping the players, and I'm sure with Dak, everything that Dak gets is going to be earned, because I think he's a great football player.
Awesome stuff, Gil. Thank you so much.
What a pleasure to do it with you guys.
Oh,
awesome.
Man.
Thank you so much.
Call me sometime. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. We will make that happen.
Yeah.
There he goes. Hall of Famer Gil Brandt.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.